quick, you have to know where this person lives. That is leading to a suspicious checkup in 2016 in Xinjiang. All Uyghur people has been forced to go to hospital to have the blood taken. And they said, this is for your health. But we suspect is that they are building this organ database. Once you want, if you want an organ and you submitted your sample, then they will put into this computer and find in the Xinjiang, in the village, a person's match with you. Then this person will become a terrorist suspect. Then he will be disappeared. Then you will find your organ is coming. First of all, the United Nations, in my opinion, is a puppet of China. United Nations, the survival of United Nations is based on this Chinese money, Russians money, this big, this money. This is one. And then secondly, China has what is called veto power. And then from another very deep, scary side is that what if somebody from the United Nations, they themselves need an organ? From the left side, I can see more than 10, maybe 20 dead bodies on the slope of the mountains. Those dead bodies, they were wearing a prisoner's uniform. And gunshot is coming in from here. Then this part is blowing away. And that police officer shouted at us, said, go to the far right, and that one is yours. And that body was, he was wearing civilian clothing, and he had hair. All others shaved like mine, but he had hair. My chief surgeon told me, said, you do as quick as possible, remove his liver and the two kidneys. When I tried to cut, the body tried to struggle. And then my chief surgeon standing on my left, guiding me and observing me, and said, quick, hurry up. So I start cutting it. Then I can see this blood comes out. That tells you the heart is still pumping blood. And after I took all this organ, gave it to a surgeon, they put it in a box and they told me, now get your team back to the hospital. I remember today nothing happened.